Well, hello, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
Welcome to the Insight Hour. Hope you had a great week, and we're here in lovely Honolulu that is not so lovely anymore. We've got a lot of overcast conditions that don't seem to be the good old blue skies that Hawaii is used to. I wonder whether that is associated with the headlines in today's newspaper that says our milk is now tainted with radiation.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but it seems like a lot of gloom. I know that they're going to blame it on that radiation cloud that's supposed to be coming over here, but we know that better than that. We know that that's definitely a good excuse for them to just pour more radioactive stuff on us, like we're bugs.
You know, the chemtrail sprays, I know we've been concerned about for many, many years. The challenge is right now there is a gross depopulation agenda afoot. We want to talk today about various things that you should be doing for your health and safety, your family's well-being, the whole concept that we laid out many years ago in the book Healing Celebrations, the five steps to protecting yourself, your loved ones, against all sorts of immune intoxicating assaults, such as what we're witnessing now. So welcome to the Insight Hour. We come to you every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast. We're at 6 o'clock Hawaii time, and we're thankful very much for our sponsors for the show, HealthyWorldStore.com and HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. There's some very exciting news happening in 528Records.com. We're getting ready to launch fairly soon 528Radio.com, which involves a 24/7 broadcasting capability with all sorts of music from various genres of music, all transposed into the 528 frequency of love. And that's essentially the greenish-yellow color you see in the botanical world, the color of chlorophyll, is 528 nanometers. It's the heart of the rainbow, and as above, so below. What's true for the macrocosm is true for the microcosm. And so that's what we're looking at, is spreading the frequency, vibration of love and sustainability worldwide as virtually the only way out that I can see. The only miracle capability that we have is to transform everyone's spirituality, opening people's hearts with the frequency of love. And so that's why we're heavily engaged in promoting 528. There's the book of 528.com. If you haven't read the book of 528.com, it's online for $9.98. You can download the ebook. It's at the book of 528.com, and it's about 400 and some odd pages. It's a very, very important book because it shows what it is that nature celebrates, why the botanical world is showing its colors of 528 greenish yellow, is because that's the heart of everything. If it's the heart of the rainbow, it's the heart of your heart. If it's the heart of your heart, it's the heart of Creator's heart, God's heart. And that's what it's about. It's about communing with divine, with full faith and prayer, devotion, and what we need. We need the clear channel broadcast of miraculous manifestation to reorient ourselves, getting out of this global genocide and pollution, the intoxication, and ultimately immune suppression. The only remedy is love, is being able to bring it in and transmit it with the optimal frequency. It's like a clear channel that you get when you turn in your radio to 528 hertz frequency on the cosmic dial. Then you get the sustaining frequency of sound of love. So that's what we're doing with 528records.com and the wonderful radio 528radio.com that has not launched yet. If you go there on the internet, you won't probably find it yet, but you will be soon. So I'm just letting you know in advance. Sherry, we've got some events coming up. Why don't you tell folks a little bit about what's planned for the month of, I guess, May and June?
Well, I'm not really sure what's going to happen in May. Possibly we're going to be doing I mean, do you know?
Yeah, the
Joshua Tree. Joshua Tree. Possibly. We haven't got a confirmation.
No confirmation from Scott Huckabee.
No confirmation until it was supposed to happen today. The confirmation, we haven't gotten it yet.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I wasn't offering the
information. I gotcha.
Okay, June 4th and 5th, we're going to be at the Conspiracy Conference in San Francisco, actually San Jose, California. And we have that information on the website.
That's great. Wonderful. Well, that's great. We're going to be joined in a minute by a guest who has been asking us to share some time with each other and with you because we've got some important questions to ask and answer. So we'll be joined in a minute on the Inside Hour. So, Sherry, we've got the Conspiracy Conference, and what's going to happen at the Conspiracy Conference is something that's unprecedented.
Right. It's never happened before. The people that have been at the forefront of the conspiracy movement, those people are basically out there being exposed for the truth of who they really are, and that is not who they say they are. They've been in the movement for many years, coming out against the government and coming out against Satanism and against pedophiles and all the other things that activists are out there protecting everyone against or letting everybody know the dangers of. And here these guys are out there really fighting for the other side as well. So they're fighting two sides, pretending to be on the side of the activists when they're really protecting the Illuminati and the Illuminati's agenda. So we're going to be confronted by those guys. They're going to be confronted by the facts.
Right.
And the thing is that these are guys that are huge patriarchs in the movement. And they have been coming out against women for a very long time. When they've been accused of doing the things that they're doing, they put out a video really to try and attack me as a woman. And if I had been a man, they wouldn't have attacked me the same way. They really, they gave me a number, you know, like on the 1 to 10 when somebody does a rating of a woman.
What was your number?
they gave me a number. They compared me to other women that have been manipulators toward men in society. They have attacked another woman's body parts and said that basically that's what she is, just a pair of breasts.
So you mean instead of talking about what their roles have been, I was even thinking of defending themselves so much as having to do with the explanation of why it is that the issue, for example, of 500,000 children going missing every year, that's not the 250,000 that go missing and that are found. There's 500, half a million children that go missing annually in the United States alone that are engaged in this child trafficking arena where the pedophiles, where these Satanists are engaged in sexual slavery. They're engaged in all sorts of weird stuff, you know, which is really the opposite of what the 528 Love Revolution is about. So you've got good versus evil. You've got literally where the rubber meets the road is happening right now. In these end times, there are people that are confronting the evil. And you're listening to two of them right here on the Inside Hour.
Yeah, we're probably the most endangered journalists today. And we're really going, really brave for actually going to this event because these guys are known to harm people, but not with guns, not in the normal way that you would think that somebody would try and potentially physically harm someone. They do it in sneaky ways. They put things in your drinks and they can touch you or put things on things that you touch. You have to be completely aware around these people or anybody that's going to possibly be associated with them. Because, I mean, there's even a handshake and then touching your eye could give you an infection of some kind. I mean, these are people that deal with some sick types of technology.
Yeah, sick people.
Scalar weaponry.
Yeah, we had that experience a couple weeks ago. We were in, I don't want to belabor this because I want to get to our guest, but we were actually attacked. We went to the Health Freedom Expo a couple weeks ago. It was the first Health Freedom Expo I had attended in several years, and we were actually attacked there by a very, very bizarre group. One of the guys came in a disguise, and he was recognized by the grace of God. It was a one of those God moments where a neighbor of ours in the exhibition booth recognized him and told us who he was and told us how he was connected with some very, very evil people. And ultimately, it saved us And we had Sherry, actually Sherry, you apprehended the guy and called security, and he was thrown out of the event.
Not before he was forced to erase that photograph.
Yeah, he would, you know, this scalar weaponry. In other words, if you are working for the military today, one of the ways in which they can conduct war or assassinations or intoxications is through what's called scalar weaponry. And that all they really need is a good quality photograph of you to put into a frequency generator and send you some very, very disturbing frequencies. And that's, of course, based on God's technology, which uses frequency vibrations to uplift, to sustain, create everything. It's everything is a vibration. Everything is a musical, mathematical manifestation of divine frequency vibrations coming out of water. And that's what now is being, unfortunately, used for weapons and war.
Well, we want to introduce our guest. Our guest today is Randy White, who's going to talk to us about Litton Bionetics. Randy White is the founder of the Kristen Renee Foundation, and you can go to www.kristen, K-R-I-S-T-E-N, Renee, R-E-N-N-E.org, Foundation. KRF is currently leading a campaign called Fighting for Frederick. And that's www.fightingforfrederick.org. The campaign's focus is researching the mishaps that have occurred at Fort Detrick, resulting in thousands of surrounding residents, along with workers and contractors, being affected with cancer and other illnesses, including Randy's daughter, Kristen Renee, and her mother, Deborah. Moffitt Cancer of Tampa, Florida, advised Randy that the cancers were not genetic but environmental. He now has the documentation to prove this. The foundation has filed suit against Fort Detrick on behalf of the 1,100 victims it has discovered. Thanks for being with us today, Randy.
Well, Sherry, it's my honor and it's my privilege. And I told your manager that I'm calling you from a cell phone. I apologize for that in advance, but I just moved, so hopefully we won't lose signal here because I do have a lot of questions and kind of fill in some of the things that you were just talking about. And Dr. Horowitz, I just want to just applaud you. I watched your two-hour documentary, and I tell you, it really, really touched my heart because I felt like I was the only one out here that was hearing and seeing the documents that were coming across my desk, and then you really echoed everything that I had read and was witnessing and hearing from insiders in Fort Detrick about what was actually taking place. So I just want to say that I think you're a brilliant, brilliant man, and it's an honor and privilege to be with you guys tonight.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
Greatly, greatly appreciate your kind words, and I greatly appreciate your efforts to bring truth to light with regard to Fort Detrick, and it saddens me to know what it is that you've been going through and what the 1,100 or so victims, there's probably many, many more, but the horrible reality is that the biological weapons campaign at allegedly the heart of America's cancer industry and the fight against cancer was at Fort Detrick, and it was also America's biological weapons hub, and I was aware of that. So I really have great admiration for the heroic work that you're doing with your organization to help the people and bring the justice that should be served upon the, I would say, the cancer cartel. That's also the military cancer cartel at Fort Detrick.
Oh, I agree. And I don't know if you want me to go into detail with what exactly has happened, but let me kind of give you a summary and then feel free to ask any questions, and I have a few questions for you. But a little over 2.5 years ago, my daughter, my oldest daughter, I have three children, she was 28 years old at the time, was perfectly healthy, never a sick day in her life, and I got a phone call, and basically they said she had gone into a seizure. Well, at that time, I rushed to the hospital, not knowing what to expect. Make a long story short, she had a grade 4 brain tumor that was inoperable, and naturally, we tried every conventional type of medicine that we could. We did radiation, chemotherapy, three brain biopsies, two brain surgeries, and died in my arms. It will be April 30th, just a few days from now. It will be 3 years that she died in my arms, which was just one of the most horrific things that I had ever gone through. Little did we know that while her mother was taking care of her, the primary caretaker, that Debbie, her mother, was actually fighting cancer herself, because it was about, I would say, 3 to 4 months after Kristen passed, Debbie was diagnosed with renal cell carcinoma. And between my daughter Kristen passing and Debbie being so sick, my other daughter, living daughter, started developing these very abnormal tumors in her body. So we took her immediately to Moffitt Cancer, which is a huge facility, hospital, one of the leading cancer researchers in the world. Five doctors did multiple tests on Angie. They concluded that Debbie and Kristen both did not have genetic DNA, I guess it would be, Dr. Horowitz, to have this type of cancer, that it was definitely environmental, which sent me on a journey that I was a novice, still am a novice, a layperson, but when they said that it was actually environmental, I hired a USF professor here in Tampa to start doing research, which led us back to Fort Detrick. And from that, I've hired in the last year a multitude of scientists, researchers, historians, et cetera, that has led me to emphatically, unequivocally believe that Fort Detrick killed my daughter. Fort Detrick also killed her mother. And we took a survey where we sent out over 50,000 flyers, according to the Department of Health of the state of Maryland, to do the right type of questions. And we were shocked and astonished that within a one-mile radius of Fort Detrick, there was over 1,100 cancer patients. Some of them, I would say a good majority of them, between the age of 30 and 40 with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, just very rare type of cancers, that led us to then go into more and more research, to where we found out that the whole area was sprayed with Agent Orange and the wells were full of TCE and PCE, and that led us to hire a law firm. And from that law firm, we're trying to really get full disclosure. And that's what brought me to you when I heard that Linton Binetics was funding the cancer research there. It was another piece to the puzzle. It was another of connecting of the dots. And that's what I wanted to talk to you a little bit about tonight.
Yes, I appreciate that. And from my recollection, and it's well documented in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. It came out in 1996 originally, and the first edition, and then the later edition is 1998. Litton Bionetics was the United States Army's sixth top biological weapons contracting lab. They also ran the entire National Cancer Institute's programs. They administered all the money going through the NCI. They administered all of the supply programs. That means when you were dealing with cancers and cancer research and vaccine research, everything having to do with cancer research, whether it was the cell cultures or the lab animals, they had the contracts to supply all the cancer researchers and the vaccine developers worldwide with these types of products that they would use for research and development. And so that was what I was shocked. I was shocked to see that historically, that a couple days after Nixon's helicopter touched down on Fort Detrick soil, this is, I believe, 1972, and he announced that the biological weapons race for America was over and that we were going to turn swords into plowshares by making Fort Detrick the new home of the National Cancer Institute. 4 days after that, Bernice Eddy, and she was working with Sarah Stewart at the National Institutes of Health and the Bureau of Biologics, she stood before the United States Congress and she said, if you allow these contaminated vaccines to go out any longer, within the next 20 years, you're going to have epidemics of cancer unlike the world has ever seen. And so that's all the references are there in the book of Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. And the tragedy of Fort Detrick is that not only were you folks in that area exposed to the chemical poisons, which reduced immunity, but also the likelihood of laboratory outbreaks. And of course, that population was heavily induced into vaccinations, which carried with them all of these various biological agents. Like you talk about the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, well, that's associated with the Epstein-Barr virus. And Epstein-Barr is a herpes type of a virus. Epstein-Barr herpes viruses such as herpes B were also the primary contaminants of the vaccines because the vaccines were produced largely in contaminated monkeys supplied by Litton Bionetics to the entire industry. So that's some of the background for you. And we could go into the politics of who was behind Litton if you wanted to, but what do you think of that information?
Well, when I started this, I was such a novice, and my eyes were blinded, to be honest. And when I really got into it, I started researching and studying more and more, and I found out that to fight the DOD is like fighting the mafia, the cover-ups, the lies, and it was something like out of the X-Files. I could not believe what I was reading, what I was hearing from eyewitnesses. We're up to almost 40 insiders that are inside Fort Detrick that is giving me information. And, you know, it went from anywhere from, and this is recent, I mean, this is in the last 4 weeks, where they were pouring radioactivity product down the drain because the EPA told them it was too expensive to actually transport it from one place to another, which led into the Monocacy River, which leads right down to the center of Frederick. We found out, we tested the well, which is closest to what they call Carroll Creek, and the TCE levels were twice the amount the EPA said was normal. And just at the last RAV meeting, Dr. Horowitz, they just found a new plume of TCE, which is only about 600 feet from where we grew up, and it was 20,000 parts per billion, and it's a brand-new plume that just evolved. So when you tell me these things now on the other end of what I've learned, it's still shocking, but I'm not surprised. And, you know, the cover-up that goes on, the lies that happen, the misleading, it's hard to get any information. And some of the things that you were talking about prior to me coming on, I was listening. You know, I was actually threatened three times so far by special ops people, people showing up on my doorstep, fans following me, my phone's being tapped, unbelievable things that I could never imagine would happen in the United States of America. Just absolutely astonished of what we have been uncovering. We now have over 690 documents that leads back to 1940-some, where it was talking about spraying of Agent Orange and arsenic, which I'm sure you're very much aware. They sprayed the fields of arsenic and killed two different herds of cattle. They condemned the land, took the property. It's just amazing the things that we But I did not know, and I have to be very honest here, I did not know that Linton Binetics was behind funding this. Because when we went into, and understand that when I went into this, it wasn't about money, it wasn't about, you know, who wins. It was really just to get information of what really happened. But because they weren't coming out with full disclosure, we had to go the route of filing a lawsuit. So we have filed on the behalf of these 1,100 people a $2 billion lawsuit. And from that, you know, we're getting more and more information now.
It's interesting that you said they're pouring radioactive chemicals into the water, because we have been talking about how they're going to blame it on the Japanese radiation cloud. So it's, you know, they're basically, whatever they're pouring into the water, they're not going to blame it on what happened at Fort Detrick. They're going to blame it on what's going on in Japan. I mean, that's always been their motto is to motto is to blame it on someone else.
Something, an accident. Yeah. You know, it's like what we're witnessing today in the newspaper here in Honolulu is that the milk is tainted. Well, how did the milk get tainted? If you've got a cloud of radiation falling over from Japan and it rains and it gets into the water and it rains on the grasses and the grains and the cattle eat the grains and drink the water, and suddenly now it's showing up in the milk that you're feeding your babies. Well, what a wonderful excuse it is that would cover up an environmental poisoning and exposure from these large multinational corporations. Just for background, for those who will be reviewing this archive, because your testimony is vitally important and we really need to spread your truth and how to support your organization. Let me ask you in a minute again how people can get in touch with you and potentially make some contributions to your litigation. But the concept that Litton Industries was one of the world's leading military weapons contractors, this is during the 1960s. I mean, we could go back to the 1940s. We could talk about, if you wanted to, we could talk about, for example, Frank Olson, whose name you may have come across.
Yes.
So Frank Olson was one of the leading scientists that were with the MK Ultra LSD experimentation. He was a first victim of the use of LSD, and his body was found, allegedly committed suicide, jumped out of a window in New York. Well, he lived in Fort Detrick, and his family is still there, I understand. His son called me a few years ago. We had a lengthy conversation about the CIA and the MK Ultra, MK Naomi. See, the MK Ultra was the mind control program, and MK Naomi was both radiation as well as biological intoxication. You combine radiation with biological weapons, and you've got foolproof killing machines that you can't trace specifically one thing did it. It's not like a bullet can be found and you can trace it to a gun. When you expose populations to combinations of biologicals and chemicals, you can have your research investigators out for decades, if not centuries, debating what did it and what, you know, who's responsible. So that's part of what the drug industrialists and their killing genocidal agenda relies upon, is the inability for us to hold anyone or anything accountable. And so with Litton Bionetics, Litton Industries, just for those historians who are going to listen to this program, you should know that in the early 60s, Litton Industries began the first special virus cancer program investigation. The finding of Bernice Eddy and Sarah Stewart, I believe probably, there's a high probability based on the evidence, that they triggered through their relentless whistleblowing that the vaccines were contaminated and Litton Industries, monkeys, and chimpanzees shipped for vaccine research and development initially at the Merck Pharmaceutical Company. And this was with the polio vaccines, where they had pulled polio vaccines off the shelf and tested them on monkeys, and all dozen keeled over dead or became paralyzed. And so they reported that and began to get, like you, persecuted and demoted and defunded. And finally, as I said, 4 days after Nixon's helicopter touched down on Fort Detrick soil, you had Bernice Eddy stand before Congress and warn them about today's cancer pandemic. And so Litton Industries was run by Roy Ash. If you do your research today, you'll find that Mr. Ash is one of the leading financiers and fundraisers for the Republican Party. You'll find that Roy Ash's Litton Bionetics was a medical subsidiary of the mega military weapons contracting firm Litton Industries. And in the early 1970s, late 60s, early 70s, when Nixon was in office and Kissinger was the national security advisor overseeing CIA, FBI, and foreign policy, Roy Ash was the alternate for the post that Kissinger took. But Nixon gave Roy Ash, because of his power and clout and finances, he gave Roy Ash the directorship of American business. So in the White House during the late 60s, early 70s, the man who was overseeing Litton Bionetics, the National Cancer Institute, was the director of American business and industries during the Nixon administration.
I have a question for you, Randy. Were you aware that your daughter or Deborah were vaccinated with anything or had been getting vaccinated?
We were not aware of any of that. However, I will tell you, since we started this, our researchers have found several people that worked at Dietrich. We have one secretary. She was 21, and she was actually vaccinated for 10 years with seven different, I don't know what you would call it, diseases, I would imagine.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly a good way to describe a vaccination, induction of disease.
And for 10 years without her knowledge, and she would ask why, and she said, they would tell her it was for her protection because of where she was working. And then after she started, and we have her whole medical files for 10 years, you know, with severe diarrhea, high fevers, hair falling out, everything. After 10 years, they then get her to sign a release saying that she approved of it. Well, long story short, she's now 68 years old. Not only was she vaccinated with all these diseases for 10 years without her knowledge of what was really going on, but they also did flybys with Agent Orange and covered her whole area with Agent Orange. And not only that, but her well was contaminated with TCE. I find this amazing because when we tested the water, it was very high with TCE. We got Fort Detrick's report where they test the water every year, and they would put ND, which means non-detect. So there was a huge conflict here. But in their letter to her, and we have all this, they said that we cannot find any TCE in the well. However, we're going to supply you with bottled water for the rest of your life. So they're giving her a bottle of water, but yet they're telling her there's nothing wrong with her well. And then they have vaccinated her with this disease for 10 years. And on top of all that, they sprayed her whole field with Agent Orange. And needless to say, she's now dying with terminal cancer at the age of 68.
So there was no independent testing on the water, beside for what they provided.
Exactly. And here's what we're finding, and I know that your listeners are very well educated, and people in Frederick, they really need to wake up, because what we're finding is this, that Dietrich is covering this up, because every well that we test, that Dietrich has tested, first of all, the people who were tested never got their test results. They never gave them to them. So we had to go back and get all those test results. Once we got them, Every chemical that we had a hit on, they had non-detect. and some of the levels were just off the charts. I mean, it was absolutely amazing, and still is. I mean, just last week we sent the scientists up again to test a couple of attics for Agent Orange and dioxins, and what we're doing now, Dr. Horowitz, is we're taking my daughter's brain tissue, because I'm sure you're aware of this, but it's a law that they have to keep the tissue for 10 years. So we're now taking that, her tissue, and we're trying to match it with the dioxin that was sprayed in her area.
Wow. And do you have this testing that you're doing, you have that documented on your website?
Yeah, that would be very good if the data were compiled and available to the public on a single or multiple websites. Do you have that?
We don't have it on our website, but it's a great idea. I just did not know, and of course you're familiar with this word. I never had heard of this until we got into this lawsuit, but sovereign immunity. That's a big joke. You know, the government says the king can do no wrong, and I didn't know if we should post something like that on the website, because what we're doing and what we're seeing is that we're really winning the battle through public opinion. I mean, the public is really on our side, and there's a huge outcry for full disclosure in Frederick, Maryland. It's the second highest county in Maryland for cancer, and I think Maryland's in one of the, I think, probably the top 10 in the United States. But we've not posted that on our web. I didn't know if that would be a wise thing or not. Do you recommend that?
Definitely.
Yes, absolutely, because like you say, the governments are so corrupt. And I want to tell everyone listening, you know, I want you to know that the generic protocol and program is to take out our faith in the federal government of the United States. The globalists have now initiated that heavily, so I don't want this discussion to be misinterpreted as what is happening now in standard mind control and COINTELPRO, which has only shifted in the last 6 months heavily in the direction that now the globalists want us to consider globalization, and in the process, one world government taking out our respect for our own federal government of the United States and the Constitution of the United States. So I give you that as a warning, but truly we have a horrible situation, a horrible urgency, and like you say, this sovereign immunity where the king can do no wrong, even though the emperor's got no clothes. And we're all yelling at the emperor, you know, you're nude, but the parade keeps marching because the media, the mainstream media, is still being controlled. So that's why it is that it's vitally important that you use whatever resources, particularly the internet and these kinds of programs, to independent press and independent media, so that you can get this important message out in an effort to save lives. And ultimately, it is not the government or the Constitution of the United States that needs to be necessarily replaced. What it is we've got to get rid of all the pharma whores in Congress and in the Justice Department, which is the Department of Injustice. These are gangsters. These are criminals. They're basically controlled puppets of the banksters. The Rothschild League of Banksters leads it with the Rockefellers, the J.P. Morgan Chase, and Goldman Sachs. And that they're called government sacks for that reason.
And then you have people like Bill Gates that's out there saying that the large portion of the population is going to go, and the way they're going to get rid of us is through new vaccinations.
And so it's intoxications. I've been saying that the vaccines are the number one genocidal weapon. And since the book came out in 2001, June, before 9/11, called Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, where it became very clear to me, and it's in writing, how the Russian biological cocktail method that you're describing now as having killed your own loved ones and 1,100 people in the Frederick, Maryland community. This is a combination of intoxication by first these organophosphate petrochemicals, poisons, as like Agent Orange, and then following that, where there's
profound immune suppression and the higher risk of cancer induction, you follow that with vaccination that injects into the human bloodstream these foreign genetic materials and ultimately these biologicals, such as in the H1N1 vaccine, the flu mist vaccine that we talked about in 2009 with the swine flu fright. You have now a double whammy. You've chemically poisoned, intoxicated, and immune suppressed, followed by then cancer-inducing viruses, and that's where now the explosion in cancer is happening because of that.
And we want to tell all the folks listening out there, even if they tell you you have to be vaccinated, there are exemptions. You can go to tetrahedron.org. That's T-E-T-R-A-D-E-R-O-N.
Tetrahedron.
T-E-T-R-A-H-E-D-R-O-N.org. Click on the articles link, and then it'll take you to vaccine file.
Yeah, so there's vaccine exemptions there. I also want people, and again, Randy, in a minute, please give everyone your contact information and website. But you have the five steps. Number one is detox. We have a product called Zeolife, Zeolife.net. It's an outstanding detoxification aid. Of course, there are many things that are in nature that you can do to help to reduce the intoxication, such as the clays, such as good fasting on good pure water with cayenne pepper like spiked lemonade, the old Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser, sweating, detoxification through the sweat. Yeah, this is called Zeolife. Go to zeolife.net. That's an outstanding product for detox. Step two is alkalinization. The more you can alkalinize your body chemistry, the less likely your cancers are going to be triggered by both the intoxications as well as the infections. So then there's step three is boosting or normalizing your natural immunity every way possible, physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, environmentally, and above all, spiritually. We want to boost our natural immunity to defend us against these types of both biological and chemical weapons assaults. Step four and five of the five-step healing celebrations program, and I neglected to tell you about remineralization in step one and two. Very important that we have the right minerals, so because the energy spinning in the electrons are in the minerals in our bodies, and if those are depleted or intoxicated, essentially you're not going to have very much energy to fight anything. Step four and five are the most important, in my opinion. Step four is oxygenation, and step five is bioenergetics, where oxygenation involves getting more and more oxygen into your body, which is harder and harder to do with the depletion of good air quality that the chemical cartel has been rendering along with the chemtrail spraying. But also, step five deals with prayer. It deals with the frequency medicine, the everything from color, sound, and rife frequency generators, acupuncture. This is all energy medicine that's been suppressed by the drug cartel through their puppets in the FDA, the federal drug advocates. And these are the genocidalists that we can't stop. All we can do is run away as far as possible from them and try to alert our loved ones to not fall victim to their propaganda and their poisons. So, Randy, if you would kindly just give folks another information break as to where it is they can reach you and what they can do to support you, please.
Well, I appreciate that opportunity because I've spent about $800,000 of my own money just to get to the bottom of this. And as you well know, we're just scratching the surface right now, so I appreciate that. If they go to fightingforfrederick.com, all the information that we talked about and a lot more is on our website. And I will take your advice, and I'm going to start putting some of these medical reports up and the blood results that we're getting. I find this extremely interesting, Dr. Horowitz. If they do go to our web, one of the things that we put up there was a lady, we had an epidemiologist who studied the blood results after we had taken a lot of the victim's blood, and she had a high level of TCDD. Do you know what that is? Because I wasn't sure of that.
Polly, PCB, was it? Was or PCB?
T is in Tom, C is in Cat, DD. It was a high level, and what I was told was it was a derivative of Agent Orange or dioxins, and the level was, I mean, it was off the chart. Ironically, this is the same lady that was injected with these diseases, and her well was contaminated, and the Agent Orange. And we found like a common thread through all these people that we did this epidemiology study on that they had high levels of TCDD in them.
Yeah, that's a dioxin relative. It's tetrachlorobenzodioxin, and yeah, it's a poison. I believe it is in the class of polyhalogenated aromatic hydrocarbons. It's an organophosphate that's been created by the chemical companies to either certainly kill biology, very likely, like Agent Orange, a defoliant, as well as these are also used frequently in the pesticide arena. So it's a life stopper.
And also I believe it's also to create depopulation in the form of, you know, where women have sterility and cause gives them sterility, like endometriosis and stuff like that, because that's what really a lot of what they are trying to do is depopulate us, cause sterility, like they do with a lot of the vaccines, like including the HPV vaccination, the human papillomavirus.
Right.
Yeah, right. And it goes hand in hand. And I think one of the greatest blessings of reading the book, especially for researchers, of reading the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional, is that you get the actual contracts from the federal government, that including the Litton Bionetics contracts, overseeing the Special Virus Cancer Program, administering all of the money that went through Fort Detrick, all of the programs, actually coordinating all the programs and involved in the publications with the internal documentation and the researchers' contracts. And when you go through those, the fascinating thing is the coordination between radiological intoxication and biological intoxication and weaponry. Those were multidisciplinary, interdepartmental exercises and programs that you and I mean, lay public, would really never even think of in our worst nightmares. Another example of that was the creation of an airborne leukemia virus that would spread leukemia by sneezing. They combined leukemia and influenza, and then what they did in collaboration with University of California and other labs, they tried to experiment on irradiated populations of rhesus monkeys and chimpanzees, these kinds of new forms of diseases. Ultimately, as Sherry just mentioned, this was for the long-range goal of depopulation, and that's evidenced by the fact that Henry Kissinger's counterpart, Roy Ash at Litton Bionetics, he was the one who ordered in 1968 the initial investigation of how we would kill off large unwanted populations. He published in 1970, I believe it was, or 71, National Security Memorandum 200 that called for massive depopulation in targeted countries such as those in Africa and South America. And again, when you consider, just as a reasonable person, if you were Roy Ash or Henry Kissinger wanting to make the most money possible, killing populations most insidiously, covertly, how would you best accomplish that? Well, you would do it exactly what we're talking about.
You'd put out chemicals that would weaken immune systems, and then you would inject people through vaccinations or airborne aerosol exposures with biological weapons of mass destruction.
And it's not like they don't know what they're doing, because when they tested this on monkeys and test these chemicals on monkeys and chimpanzees, they all die from it, or the large population of them die from these injections, or they get cancers and they get side effects that come down the road. So they completely know what they're doing. And when they say that these are meant to cure diseases, don't believe it. And I tell all the folks out there, don't believe it, because you can look at the test results and you can see if it was tested on 10 chimpanzees, 7 of them died. So what does that tell you?
Yeah, Stan, if you get vaccinated, you stand a 7 out of 10 chance of succumbing to something that you didn't want to have. So anyway, Randy, what else can you share? What else would you like to share in closing? We've got about 8 minutes left.
Well, again, I just want to say I thank you so much. I think you're a brilliant man, and Sherry, pleasure to meet you over the phone as well. I really just want the people of Frederick, Maryland to wake up. I will tell you this, that we did take this to the state Senate. We took a bill, and we had several senators behind us to get more funding for the Department of Health, and maybe you can bring some logic to this, because it certainly did not make any sense to me whatsoever. We brought this bill where we were going to get more funding to the Department of Health, state of Maryland, so that they could do a very thorough cancer cluster research. Well, you know, I think there's only been 12 cancer clusters ever really, what they call cancer clusters, discovered in the United States, according to our government. So we get this bill passed. They vote on it. The state senators vote on it, 46-0. It passes. It gets to the House, and they buried the bill. They never even brought it to the table. And our senator who was behind us said there was so much higher power, if you will, to kill this bill that he couldn't even mention the name of the person who told him to drop it. I don't understand, and maybe you can help me understand this. Why is it that the Department of Health, when they could get millions and millions of dollars to discover the cancer cluster, why is it that they would fight this?
Because they can make more money not discovering it, too. Yeah,
well, that's true, too. You know, having a Harvard Master's of Public Health degree and actually gone to many of the American Public Health Association conferences, even presenting papers at a couple of them, I know that everybody's walking around with the United States Navy uniforms in public health community. And so when you talk about state and local public health departments, they're controlled from the Federal Public Health Service. The National Public Health Service is the United States Navy. And you go read the book, Emerging Viruses, and you find it's the United States Navy, the biological weapons industry, the radiation industry, the nuclear weapons testing industry. And most importantly, naval intelligence is overseeing, through British Secret Service and the CIA, everything. So really, when you say about the top down, suppressing reality from the top down, and what should be done from the top down through the public health departments, this is the best answer that I've been able to come up with. And it simply leaves we the people having to come to terms with the fact that there's nobody out there except God that's going to give you anything, any help, any relief. And we, unfortunately, you know, if I had a magic wand, or I had a direct capacity from my heart to influence God, I know we've got a depopulation agenda happening. I know that God's prophecy in the Bible is that a lot of us are going to die before it gets better, before we have 1,000 years of world peace. But if I had personally right now the power, I would wave it over the American people, and I would say that we literally take over Washington. We go there and we literally oust every single one of those pharma whores. And we do not destroy the Constitution of the United States of America. We actually tear away all of the statutory laws that confounds the brilliant piece of legislation called the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and that we reinstitute all of them, and we declare enemies of state any pharma whore who attacks in any way, shape, or form for at least a moratorium of 3 years this great Bill of Rights and U.S. Constitution, and that we reinstate the sovereignty of we the people under a republic that serves God and celebrates God and celebrates God's influence and power over all. And that's what will, I, in my opinion, politically, that could be the only solution that I see. Other than that, I don't give that much hope because the media has such control over people. So I turn, as many of my friends and family do, to prayer. And that's what we're doing right now. And also we're advancing the 528 Love Revolution, which I am investing in heavily because I see that this is virtually the only hope for humanity for turning it around, is opening people's hearts with love and the calling of love and protection for our great nation, for our families, our loved ones, our friends, and our communities. It's a love thing. And if we're in fear, and if we're in intimidation, and if we're engaged in this conspiracy of silence, like you just described, of this senator who was appalling to have been silenced and not even sharing with you who the devil doer was that suppressed the legislation. Well, gee whiz, this is the only solution, is to articulate the problem. In medicine, diagnosis is 50% of the healing. If you can't talk about the problem, you ain't going to come to the solution. And we've got to get rid of all those people. Let's not get rid of the federal government of the United States or the Congress. Let's just put every single one of those guys out, and let's not even do it. In my humble opinion, it can't be done through an election where the two parties are controlled, or even having three parties or four parties. It has got to be a one-by-one selection from the community level up. The grassroots have to decide who their leaders are, and in every state then, go into those houses, those whorehouses, and tear out, get rid of those people. It can be done peacefully. It should be done peacefully, but right. It's got to happen that
people
way.
People need to wake up first, and you know, you can't. These people are out there still believing that the CDC is the Center for Disease Control, when in reality, it's the Center for Disease Creation.
It's all flipped. Everything is flipped, and that's the challenge: is that people are involved in the illusion of safety. Mm. They believe that the government is doing good things. Well, now they're getting to the realization that that's not the case. But what are you going to do about it? And what I'm suggesting is, obviously, prayer is first and foremost. And then politically, it's got to start with the community. We're out of time, Randy. One more time, tell everyone how to reach you. Is there a telephone or email address that you want to share? Please do.
Absolutely. If they want to get through to me personally, through my email, it's randywhite07@gmail.com. And it's fightingforfrederick.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. God
Thank
bless
you,
brother,
so
for all the work
God
that you're doing.
God bless you guys.
Thank you
so much
for having you on the show.
Okay, well, God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Folks, we want to thank our sponsors for tonight. We have HealthyWorldStore.com.
HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. If you haven't signed up as an affiliate to partner with us and be uplifted and sustained, prosperity in all ways. That means financial, that means love in your heart, that means family, it means health. And so join us at HealthyWorldAffiliates.com, sign up, be partnered with us. It's no cost whatsoever. It's just an opportunity to help save some lives and prosper in all ways.
And then 528records.com.
Transpose your
music into the powerful healing music of the 528 frequency of love. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, and we will see you next Tuesday, the same time.
On the Inside Hour. Bye for now.